Game 5 of the World Series is taking place tonight, where the San Francisco Giants host the Anaheim Angels. Ironically, one of the most exciting series in years is drawing some of the smallest television audiences. NPR's Tom Goldman is covering the World Series and reports on some of the players' reactions to the nation's apparent lack of interest.
What's not to like about this World Series? Other than Anaheim's runaway win in Game 3, the other games have been taut, back-and-forth contests decided by a single run. You want hitting? When the Angels aren't bashing near record numbers of singles, doubles, and triples, Anaheim and San Francisco are hitting buckets of home runs. They're close to setting a combined record for homers in a World Series. You want pitching? How about Francisco Rodriguez, the 20-year-old kid who gives you goosebumps every time he throws? There are great showdowns. Rodriguez pitching to San Francisco's Barry Bonds is a mesmerizing power versus power matchup. And there are appealing personalities. The Angels sometimes act like they're playing in the Little League World Series. With all that, TV viewers are staying away in droves. And San Francisco second baseman Jeff Kent isn't surprised a bit.
You know, you have two West Coast teams. I know they were bitching about it when the A's and the Giants played back in 89, too.
Now, instead of the Oakland A's, it's Anaheim playing against San Francisco, and two California teams are just not captivating big chunks of the East and Midwest. Along with regionalism, there may be lingering disgust about the near players' strike back in August, although fans in San Francisco and Anaheim certainly seem to have forgiven and forgotten. The head of Fox Sports, which is televising the series, says the network has done all it can to promote the games. The players have done all they can to make the games appealing, short of putting on New York Yankees pinstripes. San Francisco outfielder Reggie Sanders.
Everybody's used to New York being in it, so that's when you have all the hype. So we're just going to enjoy the time and not really worry about that because it is what it is.
Is there anything you guys could do to win them over in these last
I wish, you know. It's unfortunate, but they don't want to watch us. It's okay.
Jeff Kent certainly doesn't mind the low numbers of TV viewers. Sitting in front of his locker last night, talking to reporters, Kent said fewer people watching means less media hype, which, he said with a smile, is all right with him.
Man, if we had our druthers, we'd kick you all out. Get out of here. We don't want to deal with you. We just want to play the game. So I tell you, the players aren't even thinking about it. We're just trying to be champions, so it doesn't bother us.
Kent left a shower before I could ask if indeed he'd be willing to play for beer money and $10 with no cameras or microphones in sight. I'll get him next time. Until then, Fox and Major League Baseball executives are trying to be sunny about the gloomy ratings. Let's see where they are when it's over, said Commissioner Bud Selig, hoping this weekend's big finish in Anaheim with a potential seventh and deciding game could stir the imagination of people who've decided the baseball season already is over. Tom Goldman, NPR News, San Francisco.